Good morning, everyone. The Committee on Banking and Insurance will come to order. Sherry, will you please call the roll?
Chair Benaquisto?
Here.
Vice Chair Richter?
Here.
Senator Clemens? Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel? Senator Lee? Senator Margolis? Senator Montford? Senator Negron? Senator Simmons? Senator Smith? Quorum present.
Thank you. If everyone will silence their cell phones and fill out a public comment card if you'd like to speak. Members, we will now move to tab two, which is a bill by Senator Bradley on insurance policy documents. Senator Bradley, you're recognized.
Good morning. Good morning, Madam Chairman. Thank you for calendaring this bill. Members, this bill authorizes a policyholder of personal lines insurance to elect delivery of policy documents by electronic means. It's an opt-in for the personal lines policyholder, and it does a second thing. It allows an insurer to send a notice of change of policy terms separate from the renewal notice, as long as the notice is sent within the policy non-renewal time limits in current law. OIR has reviewed this bill, supports and approves of the changes, and they're here today if there are any particular technical matters that they can be of assistance. And I know that there's amendment as well. That
Thank
is the
you.
Bill.
Thank you, Senator Bradley, for that explanation. We will move to that amendment. It is amendment barcode 912332 by Senator Smith as a courtesy, unless you would like to explain the amendment, well, Senator Smith.
Madam Chair, normally I'd dazzle you with my legendary literary brilliance. However, yeah, out of due respect for the good senator, I'll let him explain it since it's this bill.
Thank you for giving him the opportunity to showcase his skills. Thank you.
All
Senator
right.
Bradley, to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Current law requires insurance companies to send a notice of policy change to policyholders prior to renewal whenever the policy is being amended to inform them of the changes. This amendment requires insurance companies to get the policyholder to affirmatively indicate they accept the optional coverages if such coverage increases the premium. So if it's a something that's particularly affecting the policyholder, an increase in premium would be central to the concern of the policyholder, then the policyholder would have to affirmatively indicate this change in policy in order for it to be effective. This is a consumer-friendly amendment recommended by OIR, and I think it's a good amendment.
Thank you for that explanation. Any questions on the amendment, members? Seeing no questions, is there a debate? Without objection, show amendment barcode 912332 adopted without objection. We're back on the original bill. Do we have questions on the original bill, members? Seeing none, do we have public comment cards? All right, Monty Stevens with the Office of Insurance Regulation waves in support. Thank you. And Kyle Ulrich from Florida Association of Insurance Agents. Thank you, sir. All right, members, seeing no additional debate on this bill, you're recognized to close, Senator Bradley.
Wave close.
Thank you. Will Sherry please call the roll on the bill? Sorry, Senator Vice Chair Richter moves to report the bill as a committee substitute. And without objection, that motion is adopted. Will you please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 202, please?
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chair Richter?
Yes.
Chair Benaquisto?
Yes. And by your vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 202 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Next, we'll move to tab one, which is Senate Bill 234 on motor vehicle insurance by Senator Montford. Senator Montford, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Current law provides that auto policies with more than four vehicles do not fall within the definition of motor vehicle insurance for personal lines, and therefore the families with more than four vehicles must either secure multiple personal lines of insurance or the single policy governed on the commercial line rather than personal line insurance policies. This bill would simply remove the four vehicle limitation that may be insured under a single personal line motor vehicle insurance. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Montford. You do have one amendment, which is barcode 377028 by yourself. Would you explain that amendment, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is simply a conforming amendment that was recommended by our staff.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Debate on the amendment? Without objection, show amendment barcode 377028 adopted. And we're back on the original bill. Members, are there any questions on this bill? Seeing none, we have no appearance card. Is there debate? Senator Montford, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Waive close, madam.
Having waived this close, Senator Richter moves the bill as a committee substitute, and without objection, that motion is adopted. Please call the roll, Sherry, on committee substitute for Senate Bill 234.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chair Richter?
Yes.
Chair Benaquista?
Yes, and by your vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 234 is reported favorably. And I'll now turn the gavel over to Vice Chair Richter, but you have to give it back.
Maybe. Members, let's take up tab 3, SPB 7008, by banking and insurance relating to the OGSR licensure examination questions, Board of Funeral, Cemetery, and Consumer Services. Senator Benaquista, you are recognized to explain the proposed committee bill.
Thank you, Chairman. Senate SPB 7008 reenacts the public records exemption for portions of meetings and any recordings of the Board of Funeral, Cemetery, and Consumer Services at which licensure examination questions or answers are discussed.
Thank you for that explanation. Are there any questions? Are there any appearance forms? Any debate? Senator Smith moves that SPB 7008 as a committee bill, seeing no objections. Sherry, will you please call the roll on Senate proposed bill 7008?
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Dietert?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Benaquisto?
Yes.
Chair Richter?
Yes, and by your vote, show SPB 7008 favorably reported as a committee bill. We'll now go to tab 4, SPB 7010, by banking and insurance related to the OGSR examination techniques or procedures from the Office of Financial Regulations. Senator Benaquisto, you're recognized to explain the proposed committee bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. SPB 7010 simply reenacts the public records exemption for information that would reveal examination techniques or procedures used by the Office of Financial Regulation under the Florida Securities and Investor Protection Act.
Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, are there any appearance forms? No appearance forms. Any debate? Senator Smith moves that SPB 7010 be moves it as a committee bill, seeing no objection. Sherry, please call the roll on 7010.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Dietert?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Benaquisto?
Yes.
Chair Richter?
Yes, and by your vote, Senate SPB 7010 is favorably reported as a committee bill. To tab 5, SPB 7012, by banking and insurance related to OGSR credit history information and credit scores and the Office of Financial Regulation. Senator Benaquisto, you're recognized to explain the proposed committee bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. SPB 7012 reenacts the public records exemption for credit history information and credit scores held by the Office of Financial Regulation as part of the licensure process for loan originators.
Are there any questions? Any appearance forms? Any debate? Senator Huckel moves that SPB 7012 as a committee bill, seeing no objection. Sherry, please call the roll on SPB 7012.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Dietert?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Benaquisto?
Yes.
Chair Richter?
Yes, and by your vote, show SPB 7012 is favorably reported as a committee bill. And at this point, the script says I will now give the gavel back to Senator Benaquisto, but instead of doing that, Senator Negron moves we rise.
Wait.
Nope. Yes, Senator Dietert.
I would like to be recorded favorably on SB 202 and SB 234.
Without objection, show that motion adopted. Senator Benaquisto moves, we rise.
There we go.
Nine.
Gary, you got 2 seconds for a scheduling?
Did you say Gary or Sherry?
No, Gary.
Don't forget your book.
That's what happens when your name's Joe, too. Like, say Joe and Austin.